Yeah, this is Ventura Sheriff's Office, Ventura, California.
Yes, sir.
And evidently it's been reported last night a UFO in Ventura County.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. We just had another reporting of something that occurred yesterday.
Okay.
Okay, I'll give you the information. It was approximately after, just right after 1600 hours, it was a large, long, similar to a Goodyear blimp, flat and gray, and it was observed above the airstrip near Point Magoo, parallel with the freeway.
Okay. Beautiful. We'll take care of it.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right. Bye.
Bye. This is the UFO Reporting Center in Washington.
Oh.
We would like very much to hear about your sighting last night.
Well, I was telling my husband I didn't pay any attention to it until I read the paper tonight, and another lady had, it said in the paper, had seen two objects in the Camarillo area.
Is that the Ventura paper?
No, it's the Oxnard.
Okay. Sure.
And when I was leaving work at Point Magoo, I happened to see, I don't know if it was the same thing she saw. I'm just, you know, they remind me of what I had seen. It was a very large, gray object. To me, it, my first thought was a blimp, but it had no writing on the side, and it was very flat, and it was moving very slowly, and it was moving parallel with the freeway. And when I got around the airstrip at the base of Magoo, because I wanted to see what it was, it was nowhere in sight. And I didn't think another thing of it until I read in the paper, and that was around 4:10, and this lady said she saw them on Lewis Road, which was in Camarillo, about 4:30. And it just struck me, you know. My husband said, well, call, you know. So I did.
Okay, now, did this object have any lights on it, colored lights?
No, I saw nothing at all.
Did you see any openings?
No.
Appendages?
Because, see, I was at a... That's why when I went around the airstrip, I was hoping to get a closer look at it.
Yes.
You know, and I could see nothing. It was just plain gray. I just saw no windows or anything.
No appendages or anything?
No.
I see. Okay.
It was cloudy because we've had fog out here, and I could just see it moving. It seemed to be moving very slowly, but like I said, when I got around the airstrip, it was nowhere in sight. I couldn't see it anywhere.
Okay, now, do you have any idea of the altitude and the distance from you?
From me, to me it looked like I said it was running parallel with the freeway. I would estimate about, I'm very bad at distance, a mile and a half.
Okay.
You know, it was on the, I was on the Navy base, so I'm not sure, a mile and a half or 2 miles from where I was to the freeway.
Well,
that's
now,
where it looked.
If there was fog in the area, would you say, would you consider this object to be fairly low then to be seen?
Yes, it wasn't high in the air, you know, like, it didn't look like it was way up,
right.
Put it that way, because I could see it, and like I said, we've had foggy weather, not thick fog, but, you know, that drizzly fog that you get out here, and
right.
I could see it. I would hesitate to say how far up it was. It didn't look like it was very high up. I mean, it wasn't low, but it was low enough for me to see.
Okay, now, could you estimate its size by comparing it with something that you know?
Well, like I said, the first thing I thought of was the Goodyear blimp.
As long as the blimp?
That's what it looked like to me.
Okay, that's about 206 feet long.
Yeah, that was my very first thought was it was a blimp, and I couldn't see anything else in the area.
Right.
And
now, what time did that happen?
This was around 4.
About 4 p.m., okay. Mm-hmm. Now, how long do you think you watched that?
A minute, maybe, because I was at the light, and I happened to see it, and I was trying to come, as I went down the strip, trying to look through my window to see it better, and it disappeared.
In other words, it disappeared after your observation was broke
right.
off.
Okay. Yeah, it was just within minutes, you know, and it was gone. And I never thought a thing about it, you know, until I read that in the paper. I thought, boy, that was right around, that was just prior to when I had seen it. And, of course, Lewis Road is headed out towards Camarillo, which is the way it was headed. And this lady said she saw two, one on Lewis Road, one over the mountain. I only saw the one. Of course, I wasn't looking around for another one either. But
right.
It was so funny because it was so close to the time I had seen it, and that's the way it was headed, that at the time was, you know, like right in the same time area, which would have been right.
Okay. Well, we had another call yesterday from Moore Park.
Right. That's the lady that was in the paper.
Okay.
And that's what it struck me so funny, the coincidences. You know, I didn't see, she said they had red writing on it, but I was too far away. I could see nothing underneath it.
Yes. Okay. Beautiful. And you were the only one in the car?
Yes.
Have you talked to anybody else that might have seen this on the base?
No, I was just reading the paper like half hour ago and was talking to my husband, and he said, well, call, you know. You know, I think I was a little weird, but it was so funny because of the time, you know, and she described exactly what I had seen, you know. I thought, I'll call.
Well, this is great because these multiple witness cases are the ones that we're constantly looking for.
Oh.
Okay, and of course, this object was moving straight. No motions, no maneuvers of any kind?
Not that I could see it. To me, it was moving parallel with the freeway.
Okay, would that be between, that would be between the freeway then and the airbase, right?
Yes.
The field, okay.
Well, no, let me see, the airbase and then it's the freeway. It was moving parallel with the freeway.
Oh, okay, very good. Well, we sure appreciate your talking to us. And if we need additional information, could we feel free to call back?
Sure, fine.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye. Bye.